Have your Bible turned to John chapter 4 this morning. John chapter 4. I want to begin reading this morning, verse 5. He said, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciple had gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And she said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. Thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. And the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help. And you'll pray real hard on this thought, worshiping God. Worshiping God. I've had the thought on my mind for a while on worshiping. And I'm just wondering if we really know what worshiping is. Hey man, these folks here, you know this story well. And it's been preached in so many different ways. Amen, for the glory of God. But we see here this woman of Samaria. Now Jesus said, I must owe disciples. A Jew wouldn't have nothing to do with the Samaritan. But praise God, Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. Ain't you glad, praise God, that one day Jesus came by where you were. Amen. Come by, showed you your need, showed you was lost and he'd have a Savior. Praise God, made a difference in your life. Moved in, took up his abode. Amen. And changed you from that person that you were to the one, praise God, that he's manufacturing for his glory, even as we sit here today. Amen. Every one of you today, God's still working on because he loves you and he cares for you, just like Jesus did this Samaritan woman. But she comes down here and they rock on and she says to the Lord, she said, our fathers worshiped. And Jesus said in verse 21, he said, worship the Father. Amen. I tell you what we're doing today. I believe we're worshiping, but we're not worshiping the Father. The Bible said we must worship God in spirit and truth. I want to say, in order to do that this morning, hey, listen, youngest, we got to realize who God is. Amen. We got to realize that God Almighty, He is the Almighty God. Amen. He's sitting in the throne room of glory. Amen. Listen, God Almighty is a person today. He's the first person of the Trinity of God. Hey, He's not just something that's floating around out there with no existence. Praise God, He's real today. You listen to me, young young people. God Almighty is real today. He's sitting on the throne of grace. He's sitting on the throne of glory. He's sitting on the throne of the universe.
Amen.
How don't you see who God is this morning? We can't worship Him until we know who He is. Amen. If we could ever really get a hold of who God is, amen, we could worship Him in spirit and truth. Amen. God is real this morning. He's sitting on a real throne in a real place. Amen. A place that He's established before the before time ever began. Because He has no beginning, He has no end. God always was and He always will be God.
Amen.
He don't change. Amen. So James, what he's saying is God is in heaven, amen. He's real this morning. He's sitting on His throne. See, it's a personal place that God has, amen. And it's a personal place that God's got that we have to go to in order to reach Him. In order to get a hold of, in order to come into His blessing, or come into His glory, praise God. But he said if we're a child of God, if we've been born again through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe and have faith in His death, burial, and resurrection, we can come in with boldness. Amen. Enter right into the presence of the Almighty God. That's who He is this morning. God is real. God, hey listen young people, God is just as real as you're sitting here this morning. Amen. He's not some fairy tale. He's not some make-believe something. He's not something that's just out there to gonna try to believe. Praise God. He is real this morning. I want you to get a hold of it. God is real. Amen. You say, well, preacher, the Bible said God's a spirit. It does. And He is. You say, well, how can He be real? And how can He be a spirit? See, when we think about spirit, we think of ghosts, don't we? Amen. We think of Casper. Amen. Friendly ghost. Whatever. Who heard of a friendly ghost? Amen. But we think of in our mind. But our mind can't comprehend, praise God, an Almighty God. We can't comprehend one that's able to rule the universe, praise God, from the throne of grace. Amen. If we get a hold of this morning, praise God, it'll help us. Because we got to worship God. We need to start worshiping God. Amen. So if we realize, the Bible says that our fathers worship, He said, worship the Father. Amen. She said, our fathers worship. He said, you don't know who they're worshiping. He said, worship the Father. Amen. Worship, we must worship God Almighty. We've got to magnify and lift Him up above all things. When you say, well, preacher, the Bible says that God is a spirit. You know what that means? You know what it means when it says that God is a spirit? It means that time don't hold Him. That time and space, praise God, don't contain God. Amen. That God contains time and space. Hey, praise the Lord, you get a hold of that. Amen. That time and space, praise God, is irrelevant to who God is. God is He's not limited by time or space. Time and space don't hold God in one place. See, we're limited. Our mind can't comprehend how magnificent God is, how almighty He is, because we're limited to right here and now, aren't we? And we've got thoughts of tomorrow. And we realize what happened yesterday. We realize what happened this morning. But we can't. Our mind can't comprehend, Brother Kevin, of what's going to take place down the road. We just have an ideal of what it might be. But praise God, God's not limited by time and space, praise God. He knows what took place yesterday. He knows what takes place today. And He knows, hey, glory to God, what takes place tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, today, listen, God is almighty, praise God. Nothing takes Him by surprise. Amen. He's not limited by time or space. We are. We hooked up right here, praise God, until something takes us out. This is where we are. Amen. But God is not limited to time or space. So He said we got to live it. He said God is a spirit. And so we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We got to worship Him as an unlimited God. He has no limits. So when we start to, when the old devil comes along, or better still, when the old flesh comes along, says, you know what? You can't do this and this can't happen. Hey, praise God. We're limiting God. Because God's not limited in that way. God's able to do all things, and what He does, praise God, He does well. Amen. Hey, I've never been disappointed in what God's done. Amen. He does all things well. So God is a spirit. He's unlimited. That just means that God is unlimited. When somebody says, well, you know what? God's a spirit. He says he's the first person of Trinity, and that means he's unlimited in time and space. Praise God. He can't be contained. A lot of times we like to take God. And this is in our thinking. We like to take God and we like to put him in a box. Amen? And we'll shut him up in that box and we'll put him on a shelf. And we'll bebop along in our life, praise God, doing those things that we think or do. And, some situation will come up. And then you get all fretful. And you get all fearful. And you get all anxious. And you go back and you say, I better get the box. Amen? And then you get the box and you say, well, you know, maybe I can come out of this. Maybe I can get through this. And you hold the box, but you don't ever let him out. It's like you got him boxed up. But praise God, I want to say, God is not contained in a box. Amen. Hey, listen, God said, hey, he couldn't even be contained in a sanctuary. Amen. God is not, hey, this is not God, amen. This is a place of worship. We'll come together to worship him in spirit and truth. Yeah. Amen. This is a precious place. It's a place to reverence. Amen. We got to have a respect for God's house. Amen. We need to have that. I've preached on that. This is a place we ought to reverence and respect. We ought to reverence the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, because the Spirit can be grieved. Yeah. Amen. We need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Amen. We need it in our lives because we can have that close relationship with the Lord God of glory. So we realize today, I just hope you can get this, that God Almighty is real. Amen. Not a fairy tale. He's not made up. He's real. Just as real as you are. Yeah, you know, because the Bible says we're made in the likeness of His image. If God don't exist, if God's not real, then you ain't either. Hello? Pinch yourself. See if it don't hurt. You're real, and God is real this morning. Amen? So you youngins believe, hey, you listen. You believe that God's real. When these crazy two teachers and stuff tell you that God ain't real, the Bible ain't real, praise God, you just look between Beach and Bill and say, God's a real. Amen. He's alive. He's sitting in the throne of heaven. I know that he is because he said he was. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said we got to worship in spirit and truth. That unlimited God. Now what is truth? What is truth this morning? Where do we get our truth from? Well, you say, well, preacher, we call up old Dr. Spock down there. Praise God. He's got all the answers. Said, well, you know what I do, preacher? Well, I turn my TV on in the evening and I listen to Dr. Phil Donahue. He's got all the answers. Yeah, he's got all the answers, all right. But they're not the one God wants you to have, amen? Praise God. God's got the right answers if we come looking in spirit and truth. Now, what is truth? Truth is that's in harmony with the will and the very nature of God. That's what truth is. That's what falls in line with the will and the very nature of God. Amen. That gives us a higher goal to attain to, don't it? Amen. We think, well, just because we know what he says, it'll be okay. But that's not what he said. He said that the spirit and truth, praise God, is realizing that an unlimited God, praise God, is speaking through us through the word of God. Amen. Not only is he just letting us have the word, praise God, but he's giving us his very nature and who he is. Giving us his will, praise God, for our lives. So we can accomplish those great, magnificent things that he has for us to accomplish. I think we're selling ourselves short in America today. Amen? We're chasing after everything else in what the world has, and we forgot about God. And we come together in times like this, and we say, well, you know, I'm going to go to the house of God, and I'm going to worship. But see, we don't do that no more. Used to, they did. But you know what we say now? Brother Bill, we say, well, we'll get the youngins all puffed up in the car, praise God. We'll fight and we'll fuss till we get there and we'll go to church. Amen? We'll go to church. We'll go up there to the church house. Praise God, I remember a time, praise God, when people would get together and say, come on, youngins, get together. We got to go worship. Amen. We're going to go get a hold of God, praise God. We're going to go magnify the Lord God of glory. Going to go lift him up, praise God, for just being the great big good God that he is. For looking down upon us like he does and loving us, praise God, in so many ways that we got to like one of them. Amen. Amen. That's the thing I like about that Almighty God, praise God. He knows, praise God, how to satisfy our soul. Amen. I was thinking about that as Brother Rex was reading that this morning over the book of Matthew. Let me read that to you right quick. Boy, much bless my heart. Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. He's talking about the Beatitudes. Now, that's the blessedness of God. He's speaking about blessedness. That's what Beatitudes means. And he got to verse 6. He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Now that word, he said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that's what's doing right in the eyes of God. He said, praise God, when we get the desiring that, we get the longing for that, realize that God Almighty, praise God, we worship Him, we give Him glory, because He's able to fulfill those needs. He said, how do you know? Because what the text says, "For they shall be filled." Now that word shall be filled, that's positive. Amen. That means it's going to happen. He said they shall be filled. That word filled means to gorge, to feed, to fill, to satisfy. Amen. God says if we just seek the righteousness of God, magnifying Him, realizing who He is, praise God, that He'll fill us to overflowing. He'll meet our need and He'll exceed that need. Amen. When we come to Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. You know what spirit is? Spirit is opposite of material. Amen. It's opposite of earthly, praise God. It's that's real, alive, that moves and has a being. Praise God. Amen. Truth is that's in harmony with the will and the nature of God. We come into that, praise God, when we worship the Lord Jesus. We worship God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We worship and we magnify the Lord. Amen. He's that pathway. He said, "Nobody cometh to the Father but by me." Amen. He said, you want to get a hold of Father, you got to come through Jesus. Amen. John 14:6, ain't what it says. Amen. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If we're going to worship God, we got to go through Jesus. We say, Lord Jesus, praise God, to ask in His name, amen, and we might receive. Amen. We got to believe, praise God. And God moves and manifests Himself in our heart. And we have that truth, amen, that worship of God that He desires. We have that when we show Him our love. The love that we have for Him. Do you ever show Him a little love? Do you ever say, oh Lord, thank You. Praise Your holy name. Amen. That's showing love to God. Amen. Amen. When we give our testimony, we say, thank God that He came to where I was at, touched my heart. Showed me and I was a little sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. That's showing love to God. These fellows start to go around, they take up the offering. Amen. And we tithe, we take our wallet, our purse, and we put in, praise God, as the Lord leads our heart to do, according to how we've been blessed. That's worshiping God. You know you worship by giving. Amen. If we ever going to worship God, you start preaching, you mean you got to give all your money? I'm not even talking about money now. I'm talking about, praise God, if we're going to worship God, we got to start giving. We got to put into, that's why they said the little fellow was going down the road, and he said, boy, I didn't get nothing today. And the little fellow said, well, no wonder, Daddy, you just put in a nickel. Amen. If we get to putting in our part of the service, praise God, God begin to worship, and we can begin to worship Him, and God will begin to bless us. Amen. We'll get in a right attitude, in a right heart attitude, in a right mindset, praise God, to worship God. Amen. To worship Him in spirit and truth. So we see God is real. We see God in His spirit, and we see God, we've got to worship in truth. Amen. Because God is true. So what is worshiping? Amen. So we figured out who we need to worship. We need to worship God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So what is worshiping? Worship is adoring the one we're seeking to worship. It's giving Him praise, honor, and glory for all that He's done. Amen. It's adoring Him for all He's done. All He's going to do, praise God, in the days ahead. Looking forward to that, looking with expectation for God just to continue to help us and bless us along this way. Amen. It's adoring Him, praise God, giving Him praise for it. It's paying Him a divine honor. Giving honor to God. Do you ever just lift up your hand and just say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, praise God for all that You do. Amen. You'll try it sometime. Hey, it gets habit forming. Because God blesses you on purpose. But not only is that, but treating with supreme reverence. That's what worshiping is. It's treating God with supreme reverence. What is reverence? Noah Webster says reverence is fear mingled with respect and affection. It means to esteem. Amen. When we come to the house of God, praise God, it's to show, it's we do it with fear. We should fear God, amen. We should have a reverent fear of God. Amen. Not a cowardly fear, but a fear because, praise God, He is God. That He's looking upon us. He knows our thoughts and the intent of our heart. Amen. He's looking into the very mire in the midst of our soul and our bones. Amen. Knows exactly where we're at, how we're living. Praise God. Hey, I'm glad for that. You say, well, preacher, I don't like Him nosing in my business. Praise God. If He didn't, you wouldn't have no business. Amen. If God wasn't in the midst of your business, you'd be out of here. Hey, yeah, you. A fellow said one time, I told you before, said, I wish God just leave me alone. I said, buddy, if He does, you're gone. Amen. If God don't give you your next breath, praise God, you're history. They'd be writing your name down on a stone. Amen. But praise God, and we give Him honor, and we give Him respect. Men, a fear mingled with respect and affection. Amen. To esteem, to lift Him up, to magnify the good God of glory. We do that because we're excited about His dignity. We're excited at His deity. Amen. We're excited about His sovereignty. That He's God Almighty. Amen. His person, His very person, amen, makes Him God. That's exciting. You say, well, preacher, I just can't figure all that out. I've thought about that a lot. I can't figure out God either. But you know what? I was sitting over there a while back. I believe I told you before. I was sitting over there a while back and I was trying to figure out. Said, Lord God, if I could just figure you out. Amen. If I could just know the mind of God. If I could. And you know what? It was like the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. Said, praise God, if you could figure me out, I wouldn't be a very big God. Amen. Amen. Hey, my God's too big for us to figure out. But praise God, He's real and alive and He's almighty this morning. And that's all I need to know. Amen. I'm just going to keep following Him. Praise God. Worshiping Him. Esteeming Him. Lifting Him up. Praise God. As a good God of glory and a sovereign Lord of my life. That means He don't make no mistakes. That means He's sovereign in what He does. Praise God. He guides us rightly. And He guides us righteously. Giving us that we need. Praise God. For His glory. Amen. That's the very sacredness. We worship because of the very sacredness of His character. You realize, God, it's a sacred thing, God's character. God's character, hey, listen, He ain't like us. He don't have any flaws. So I can go through the Word of God all through it, and I can't find anything wrong with God. You know, Pilate tried that. He looked right in the eyes of God when he looked at Jesus. Amen. He examined Him top to bottom. Amen. And he said, I can't find anything wrong with this fella. Amen. He said, I've asked people, I've researched it, I've checked it out, I've examined him. Amen. I've looked at all the aspects of his life. I've asked everybody I can think of about him. And they said, they think nothing about Jesus. Amen. His character, that's flawed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can worship my Savior, praise God, because he's not like me. He's perfect. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Why do we worship? Because of his character. Amen. And we worship Him because of regard to His place. It's high and lofty. God's way up here. Amen. Hey, God won't condescend down to where we are. Hey, He does through His mercy and His grace. But His character's not going to be dropped down. And He don't expect us to compromise our character. Our character, praise God, should be in line with God's character. That way we can know how to maintain ourselves. How we can walk right, we can talk right, we can live right, we can act right. Amen? Amen. We can react, praise God, in the right manner. We can have the right attitude, the right affection, amen, to show the right love, praise God, because the character that we're trusting in. Oh, we worship Him, praise God, and we magnify Him, and He instills His character in us. Amen. He begins to build us. So what we got to do? What do? We reverence God because of this is who He is. His character, amen, because of His sacredness, because of the place, the esteem that He sets this morning in our life. If God Almighty isn't lifted above a pedestal, above everything in this world, hello? Everything in this world, then we're missing it. That's why we can't worship God, because we're not putting Him up high enough. If we put Him above everything else, praise God, then we can come with a mindset to worship Him. Because He's greater than anything else. See, God's greater than any asset that we have. He's the only guy. God is the only one, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that can get us through this life and give us eternal life. Amen. Life eternal. You get that? He's the only one that can. You say, well, preacher, I see people dying all the time. Amen. Yeah, we do. And we take them, we put them in a box, a choke chest, and we take them out here, praise God, and we bury them in a cemetery. But if they're born again, praise God, if they're a child of the King, if they've been born by the water and by the Spirit, then, praise God, they're saved. And that body goes to dust, which came. But the Spirit, praise God, goes back to God who gave it. Amen. That's what happens. So he said, we got worship in his coming before God in reverence. Not only is it coming in God, but in reverence. But now listen, this is a key point. It's coming to God in submission. Amen. Submitting to God. James said in 4:7 said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. So what does it mean to submit? See, I think we're missing this. I think we're missing who God is. I think we're missing the reverence of God. Amen? If we can't reverence God, then we can't even respect His house. We can't respect one another. But praise God, when we reverence Him because of who He is, because His awesome character, praise God, then we begin to come into submission. And we begin to submit to the Lord. Now submit, it literally means the act of yielding to power and authority. Amen? Surrendering of a person and power to the control of another. See, that's what James said. We got to submit to God. He said, we've got to yield ourselves to Him. Amen? Paul said, it's our reasonable service to yield ourselves to God. Amen? To offer ourselves up, to take ourselves out of the way, put ourselves in the hands of God. Amen? To offer ourselves to Him. To submit ourselves to His control. Let me ask you a question this morning. Who's controlling you? Who controls you in all your actions and your reactions? You say, well, bless God, preacher, I do. I've noticed. Amen. I see who's got you. And you're like me, praise God. You need some help. Amen. What do we got to do? We need to submit ourselves to God. We need to put ourselves under His control. And we start asking ourselves, now listen, you young people, you start asking yourself, praise God, is the Lord of my life? Is He the one that's controlling my actions? Do I try to do everything I do, praise God, to be pleasing to God? Amen? If we ever get in the mindset, praise God, we're going to ask ourselves constantly, is what I'm doing pleasing to God? Amen? Hey, then you know what? Then we can begin to worship God. Because we realize who He is. We realize that He is in control. God is in control of our life. God is ministering to us and through us, giving us that help, praise God, day by day, that we stand in need of. So when we reverence God and we come into subjection to submit to Him, so what does it mean to submit? He said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Number one, it's personal. We got to submit ourselves. You've got to submit yourself to God. In other words, you've got to give up something. See, we've got to give up. We've got to give up ourselves. We've got to give of ourselves, praise God, in order to worship God. If we ever want to worship, praise God, we've got to give up self. Amen? We got to give up. You say, well, preacher, how do you do it? It's by giving up resistance. It's by giving up resistance. We quit resisting God. And you say, well, preacher, we just supposed to go with the flow. When it comes to God, yes. Amen. We don't have to go with the flow of the world, praise God, but we have to go with the flow of God. Amen. If we resist and praise God, that's why we struggle so much in our Christian life, because we're trying to do so much on our own, praise God, when God says, I want to do it all for you. Amen. I want to lead you and guide you and direct you. I want to help you, praise God. I want to encourage you. I want to uplift you. I want to direct you in the right path. I want to show you the way. But we want to put up resistance. But God says, hey, listen, you know what you got to do? He said, you got to quit putting up resistance. He said, daily, praise God, we got to do what? We got to start pulling back the resistance. We have to quit resisting God. Amen. We got to realize that He is an almighty power, that He is a force, the force in our lives. Amen. If you can just get this morning, please, realize that God Almighty is God Almighty. Amen. He's in charge today. No matter, hey, whether we want Him to be or not, He is. And it's a whole lot better when we quit resisting Him, praise God, and just allow Him to be the Lord of our life. To begin to show us where we need to be, what we need to do, how we need to act, and how we need to react. Amen. He begins to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Amen. He begins to give us that help that we need because He's Almighty God. And we begin to reverence Him. We begin to worship Him because of what He's doing. And when we quit resisting, you remember, Brother Rex, when you was out there in the world and the Holy Ghost God was touching your heart. That's resisting. That's resisting God. And we resist Him and we push Him back and we say, well, I don't need that right now. But if you think about your life, praise God, what would it have been like if instead of resisting God that you had just went with God and you worship God and you praise God and you reverence God and you submit yourself to God, what your life could be like now? Amen? There comes a time in our life, praise God, that we've got to submit ourselves to God and say, Lord, I've done all I can by myself and I've made a miserable failure out of it and I need help. Lord, I need You, praise God, to intervene in my life. To take control of this situation and show me the way to go. Amen. You know what God do? God will intervene in your life and He'll show you the way to go. It won't be an easy road. Amen. Hey, we're in the flesh. This old life's tough. This old world we live in's rough. There's a lot of winding roads through life. But praise God, there's a God of glory. If we recognize Him, amen, He promised He'd take care of us. Amen. He is our heavenly Father, praise God. And when you worship Him, say, thank You, Father, amen, for showing me the light, for lighting my way. And praise God, when I get to a certain point, if You'll just light it just a little bit farther, just show me the way, I'll do my best to follow You. That's submitting to the will of God. Amen. You say, well, then you got to resist the devil. That's the hard part. Now, listen, the devil is not omnipresent. The devil's not everywhere all the time. The devil just hits you and blindsides you as you're going down the road. Amen. God Almighty's there everywhere all the time. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Praise God. He knows everything about you. And praise God, He knows exactly where you're at any time in your life. He knows exactly where you're at. And He knows exactly what you need. And when we submit ourselves to Him, amen, He'll help us to resist. Because He'll show us what's right. And He'll show us what's wrong. You say, well, preacher, there's these gray areas. Not with God, they ain't. Amen. What God shows you, He says, this is right, or this is right, and this is wrong. Amen. This is right, and this is wrong. There's no gray areas with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wonder about some things. Praise God, get your Bible, look at it. He'll show you what's right. Amen. He lists them out, praise God, the things that are right, the things that are sinful, the things that we should stay away from, the things that we should flee, like fornication, stuff like that. He said, flee it. Get away from it. Amen. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself unspotted. Amen. God's pretty plain about it. And so when we submit ourselves to Him, say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to start today. I'm going to do, God, what's pleasing You. I'm going to submit myself to You. I'm going to make a commitment, Lord. I'm just going to allow You to be that Lord of my life. I'm going to allow You to take charge. Because I want to be able to worship You, God. Amen. I don't want to just come sit at the church. I don't want to just say, you know, I know about God. I want to be able to say that I know God. Amen. That I worship Him. Praise God. I magnify. I lift Him up. I praise Him for just being God. Do you ever just praise God for just because He's God? Do you ever just praise Him because you know, praise God, that He's a magnificent power, praise God, in a presence in your life? Not many of us do. Not like we should. But praise God, He's there anyway. And He's that force, He's that help, He's that hope that we have. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. We go through Him, praise God, trusting, believing in Him. Amen. In order to get into the throne room of the Father. The Father directs us, praise God. He gives us the help and the hope that we need. As He sits on the throne of glory. Amen. Can you see Him up there this morning? Can you see God, the God of glory, amen, sitting on the throne? Looking out over the... I guess I've got a vivid imagination. I told you, in order for God to help me preach, He had to paint me a picture. Because my relative's from Madison County. We don't... Amen. We need all the help we can get. But God painted me a big picture. And I just envisioned the other night God sitting on the throne. And he looks out, and you know what he sees? He sees everything. Amen. When I got to thinking on how big God was, I got to thinking about how little I am. See, I look out here today, and all I can see is you and the reflection through the windows is all I can see. But when God looks out, praise God, this morning, Brother Charles, you know what he sees? He sees all of you and all these down the road and all that's in the house and all that's sick and all that's in the nursing home, all that's in the hospital, all that's in the prisons and the jailhouse. He sees them all. Amen. That's what God sees when he looks out. So why should we worship him? Because he's an almighty God. Amen. He's mighty. He's almighty. Amen. He sees it all. He knows it all. There's nothing that's hidden from God that he don't know about. Why should we worship? We should worship him today because he's God. He desired. He said, Jesus said, if you're going to worship me, he said, yeah. He said, our fathers worship. He said, yeah. He said, your fathers need to worship the Father, who they need to worship. They don't need to worship a mountain. They don't need to worship a place. See, the Samaritans say, well, you know, this is where we worship. And that you worship over here. He said, there's coming a time. Said, you won't. It ain't going to be a matter of the place. See, it's not about where you worship. It's how we worship. And it's whom we worship. Amen. We got to worship in spirit and truth. We got to worship God Almighty, amen, because of who he is. That he is that first person of the Trinity. That he's God sitting on the throne of grace this morning ministering to me and you because he loves us. And he ministers in love. Everything God does, everything he pours out upon us is because he loves us. You say, well, preacher, what about times that he chastens us? He does it because he loves you. What kind of father don't chasten their children? A kind that's got spoiled children. Amen. Amen. But we worship God because he loves us, because he cares for us. He said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. She said, well, you know what? So they's coming. She said, I know that they's coming a Messiah, the promised one of God. He's coming. And when he comes, he'll tell us all these things. And I think that's amazing. Jesus says, well, said, the one that's talking to you, ego of me, said, I am. Amen. I am. The same thing God said over at the burning bush. He said, ego of me, I am. Amen. I am Almighty. He said, I am God. He said, anything you need to know when it comes to the Father, Jesus said, I can tell you. He said, because I've got a personal relationship with the Father. Amen. Ain't you glad today that you can worship God? We can worship God today in spirit and in truth. We can worship him. We worship him in reverence. We worship him in submission. I wonder today, are you really worshiping God? Are we really worshiping God today when we come to the house of God?